our administrator, Father Rosario, Father Lou, myself, and our deacons, our pastoral staff, our musicians, our servers, all of us here, we wish all of you a most blessed and there was a fellow who had a great love for his cat, and he had to go away for a week or so, and he left the cat with his brother. And a couple of days later, the fellow called and says, "How's the cat?" The fellow said, "That's terrible. You can't say that." He was up on the second floor porch. He was playing with a ball and fell off, and he was limping, and so we took him to the vet. And the vet said he had to be there for observation. And the next day, you could say the vet realized he had to have. And the next day, you could say he, after the surgery, he didn't react well to the anesthesia and died peacefully in his sleep. You can't just blurt out and say your cat is dead. How's mom? Well, she was up on the second floor. The point is that while death's sad, we can laugh in the face of death because of what we celebrate here today. Jesus rose from the dead. It wasn't as if but he would still be suffering and all of his wounds and so forth, but rather he came back and he was glorious and glorified. It was still his body, and it still had the marks of the wounds that St. Thomas had hand in his side, but he's glorified, and he will never die again. And it's important for us to understand that the glorified Jesus, the risen Lord, he has his body, but he no longer hungers, but he can eat, for he will eat with the apostles. He no longer is limited by space. He can be in one place and then another without going through the distance. And more than that, Jesus, by dying, made it possible for us to share in his own risen life, here and now. He broke the power of death absolutely and irrevocably. This makes it possible now for us to be in union with him and with his Father and the Holy Spirit. We have become united with him by our baptism. Went under the ground in the tomb, and as he was raised up, we are raised up from the water and are given eternal life. Death is conquered, but yet it still exists in our world. But the power of death has been broken. Absolutely. Be worried perhaps about dying, about illness or pain or suffering, yet death itself should not frighten us because we have been born to eternal life. We have been given a new life here in this world and in the world to come. We are to be joyful because of this event. And this joy of Easter should not just be today, it should be for the whole 50 days of the Easter season and for the whole of our lives, because we know that Jesus loves each of us as he has never loved anyone in history. And our joy in Christ and in his resurrection and the life that he has given us is to be manifested. It is to be manifested to the world by our charity, even to those who don't love us and who are hard to love. We are to out to them in love. We are to manifest our joy by forgiveness and praying for those who have hurt us and asking God for the grace to treat them with kindness and mercy. Joy by our humility, seeking forgiveness of others and seeking forgiveness also of God, particularly in the sacrament of penance. We are to be thankful in our joy, to worship the Lord wholeheartedly and prayerfully, us and for those around us, to love him simply because he has first loved us, to help us to reflect him. We are to proclaim boldly the truth of Jesus' resurrection, that we might lead others by our joy, by our witness, by our kindness for each of us, that all of us may come to deeper and deeper faith, that through that faith we may come to eternal life here and now and forever in the world to come.